Tafresh Tazayin Siv Beis. Quoto. Abori, then Teisha Shonim Shleimus. Then Eser Shonim Shleimus. A child who is 9 years or 10 years. Mechanch Moisel Shoyis. You start getting used to fasting partially. You delay his breakfast by 1 hour. Depending how strong it is, that's how much you add on to the delay. Within the category, the same applies to a girl. Once they get to the age of 11, going to the Mechaber, you're ready Mechaber to have the full fast. The Ramo, which is our minik, says, Yeshayim Sifan Hashem, and Yabon and Kalam, and Yeshayim Lichal Avayim, and Nashu Kochlers, and Nechazik of Sanders. A child which is weak can rely on the more lenient things that Tilly's Bar Mitzvah, he doesn't have to fast. From the age of 11, if they're healthy, if they want to fast, they can fast. But if they're weak, you don't have to force them to fast until the Bar Mitzvah. When you stop feeding him, then you also stop bathing him and anointing him. Once the boy is by mitzvah, the girl is by mitzvah, then in the Torah they have to fast, have a They do not have two hairs in the private areas. In the armpits, that is still considered a cotton. So then they only have a chizur abon. Under normal circumstances, if it's not mamish the birthday, it's past the birthday, we assume the chumah that they do have it, and therefore they have to fast. A few rafa kosher stuff for Hashem, the chakirin shem noshu asayus. If he's weak, then we have to be mashim because we're concerned that the asayus fell off. Even though he's weak, but still, once he passes by mitzvah, we assume he did have 2 years. He's less than 9 years old. We do not interfere in any way in his normal eating habits. Even if he wants to be machmir, we do not let him be machmir. He's under 9 years old.